Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than the Affair After Show. It is the series finale. Noah secretly plans Whitney's wedding. Bruce falls in the pool to bring a distraction. Just about everyone makes amends, and Sasha does not make an appearance. And we are all in our feelings. Let's go. Let's get it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, buzz.
Well, y'all,
this music is not applicable right now. Like, it's too happy for me.
We need some, like, organ, like, music.
I mean, like, very like, dumb.
For real. Yeah. There we go.
Or that. Something like that. That's how I feel.
I mean, it's just emotional.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez, a.k.a. Uncle Lim, and a.k.a. Sensitive Thug tonight. Because this finale, let me tell you something. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. That's what I need right now. Mm-hmm. Because I feel very poetic. I feel like, you know, I need to do a sensitive poem.
That's what I was going to say.
That is correct. But yeah, I'm going to, so when are we in introductions? I appreciate our engineer. So next to me is the one and only, the incomparable, amazing, Allison Dean.
Thanks so much, Lim. Hi, everyone.
Yes.
I can't promise I'm not going to weep.
I'm already weeping just because it's the finale and this is our last introduction with each other.
This has been a rough one.
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone. Yeah.
I also would like to introduce to everyone out there.
The angelic.
The amazing. She has a wonderful blouse on. and it is very fitting for this episode because, again, it is a feelings blouse.
It is.
Because we are in our feelings. April Wizenhat, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all, I'm so sorry I'm crying already.
Actually, it looks good on you, April.
Literally,
it looks really good on you.
Lim is the best with his introductions every single week. And I don't know if I'm more sad about the show ending or like this panel and like all of our viewers ending. We are not ending, of course, but the show.
Right.
We have the live chat open, so we so want to know what you thought because obviously we are in our feelings about it.
Absolutely.
As Lim said.
Yes. So I'm going to try to do this justice. But what did you all think about the episode?
I mean, I genuinely, and I, you know, this is a television network. We watch a lot of TV shows here. I truly don't think I've ever seen a better series finale in my life. And I have watched, you know, the shows that people watch. It is, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, you know, the Game of Thrones finale, how people were so upset, but, like, you have your reasons, whatever.
Right.
This is how you do it. Like, this is some of the best writing I think I've probably seen on the show, but also it gave us everything that we needed, a few things that I didn't know that I needed, and, like, it ended in a way that is different than how you would expect, but it's how you, like, realize that you really wanted it to. And makes great points. Like, I literally feel like I learned things from tonight's episode. I loved it. Thought it was so amazing.
I definitely thought it was phenomenal. I think for me, the one item, like, my one critique, if I were to have one, was just I wish there was some punctuation around Noah's damnation, all of the allegations.
The Me Too thing.
A little bit, just something to kind of, and I don't know if it was just the fact that, you know, Helen kind of embracing him and just him moving on and going to Montauk, like, maybe that was the unsaid period on that story, like, mm-hmm. I'll move on, I'll be fine, we're together, we're a happy family. So perhaps that was enough, but there was an underlying for me of that question mark of, I still wish there was a bit of, like, Helen coming forward and being like, he's a fabulous man, I love him dearly, and wapow to all you people. So, but I honestly, it was still an amazing and moving and the tears are still coming finale for me, and it will definitely go down in history.
Yeah.
Like, this is definitely a panel that, you know, will go down in history for me. So, you know, all of it is just going down in history for me right now.
You know what? I think that how you were saying, I think we actually did get a punctuation on that. I was saying, I've said so many times that, you know, I didn't want, for me personally, I was like, I don't want that to be Noah's story arc. Like, is that how we're going to end? But I think the fact that he, you know, we learned that tonight that he moved to Montauk directly after Whitney's wedding. He, you know, obviously we see that he and Helen were together, but the fact that he moved to Montauk and didn't do this, 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 we clearly know that something he didn't move forward with a major writing movie producer career. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the situation that they were. So I feel like we kind of know what happened without them directly saying it.
Yeah, right.
So here's my thing to your point and just to the entire finale. Mm-hmm. If you notice, the affair, Noah was the culprit, right? He's the villain. In this, and this is how the show starts. He has an affair with Allison. Obviously, Allison was also married, but Noah is the villain. He is villainized. And we see kind of his trajectory. We see what happens. He ends up spending time in jail. He ends up getting ostracized from his family. His kids don't like him. Helen hates him sometimes. Sometimes is cool with them. We see what he goes through. Granted, a lot of it, and he's even said in the show himself several times, some of this I deserve, you know, a lot of this I deserve because I was not good, you know, even when he's talking to Colin and we see that whole situation. But what I love about this, because I was waiting for that as well, this whole vindication, right? And what I feel like, what I think was dope, shout out to Shara Treen, is that they did it to me in a way that didn't, it gave the punctuation mark, but it didn't, it didn't embellish it.
Right,
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the fact, to me, the fact that the way the show ended, like, the exact, the ending scene is him walking out to that ledge and him doing the dance that from 30 years ago, right? And you see him doing that, and it's him just by himself. Helen has passed away. Her parents have passed away. And we see him, and it's almost like a freedom, in a sense. And that's where I feel like that's, to me, was the punctuation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the, and he's been like, no, I'm with you. I think, you know, I'm still processing everything. Again, I thought it was very masterful. And I think that there was so much embedded meaning throughout the episode. Like, there were so many little nuances and little details that were obviously very well thought out. And I think it's definitely one of those finales. I mean, I don't know if I could, like, watch it tomorrow because I'm going to need, like, another box of tissues for that.
Definitely.
But but it was very well done. And I think the layers of story that are there and just the fact that Noah landed in the way that he did on that ledge. I mean, it was a beautiful episode. It really was.
And then the other thing to think about is the fact that we know he did not, because we see, you know, prior to this whole finale and the things that we've seen in prior seasons is that Noah, you know, his quest for fame, right? And him being an author, and then even how that whole thing transpired with Sasha turning the, you know, book into a movie, and he's thinking he's going to be, you know, this person, right? Yeah. And the fact that right after him and Helen rekindle, that he leaves all that aside.
Right.
And the book that he's reading is from his daughter.
I know.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's like he knew where his piece was.
Yeah.
He realized, like, when Helen is doing her speech, we're going to be bouncing her all around.
It's
all
good. We are,
But when Helen is giving her speech.
The episode did too, Lev. Yeah, it's fine.
The Helen is giving her speech. He's sitting there, and you can tell he's processing. And he knows what she's going to say.
Yeah.
He knows that she's going to say that she loves him. He knows that. But he wants to give her the ability to do that because he loves her too. You know. I got to get this out. You know that I've been a proponent. for the entire series for Helen and nobody get back together. And people doubted me. I saw the Twitters. and people were like, nah. They had their moment and that's it. It's past. I've had faith. And I feel like it's great for this show because it shows when we see that line, when he is talking, man, there's so many moments. When he is talking to Joni and he's telling her,
Do you
know where I'm going. And he's basically like, you know, it's hard to go home.
Right.
That's a message. Like, I can preach right there. Yeah. Like, it's hard to go home. Right? It's hard to go home. And when she's looking, she's like, what do you mean? She's like, and he starts to explain because he's giving, and it's hard to get it all out.
Yeah.
He's, when he finds out, you know, who she is, because it takes him a minute.
Yep.
And she recognizes him before he recognizes her. And when he's talking to her, he's giving her the experience that he had. But the crazy thing about it, and this is so great about this writing, is that it's his mother that he had the affair with.
Right.
So he's taking what he did with his mother and what he learned from that situation to tell her that she needs to go home and be with her husband because he's with his wife. Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a sermon
right
there.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, like this series, but mainly the finale, I feel like, and it, like you said, I feel like it did justice to the season.
Totally agree with
it you. It did justice, and we were talking off air before this, how we've been disappointed with other series that we loved, and you get to the finale and you're like, wait, that's it? Mm-hmm. That's how you're ending this series? And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they ended it in the way that they did. Let's talk about it because there's so much to unpack.
I just want
to
highlight that chat is giving you much mad love right now, Lem.
Maria Ayala says Lem was right all along. and then I lost it a second ago. I will find it. But they said that basically the whole thing is a redemption story.
Yeah.
Think about it. First scene to last scene of the episode. It's a redemption story.
Like, what a character arc, right? For Noah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. So we do start with Noah. And of course, it's all about Whitney's wedding. Everything is surrounded around that, with the exception of Joni's parts.
Right.
And so they're preparing for Whitney's wedding. We do know that in the prior episode that Noah, Whitney told, you know, Noah, like, you're not invited.
Mm-hmm.
You are uninvited. You cannot be there. Of course, he's devastated, but because Noah is persistent, and that's one thing I will say that he has been throughout this situation, he's been persistent. He decides, look, I'm going to plan this thing. I had already started something.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it out. If I can't be here, I can't be there. And so we see that he's got the whole family involved. We see Martin. Shout out to Martin.
Shout out to Martin.
We ain't seen him in a minute.
We missed you.
I was like, are we going to see him before this is over? We do see him in the last episode.
He plans the flash mob, which is the one thing she said she wanted to do, which I thought, I mean, like, have you ever seen Noah Soloway dance? Until tonight, I guess.
Dance as an old man.
We saw old Noah.
I mean, we saw all of it.
We didn't see young Noah dance. We saw old Noah dance. But we see then that he ends up
slow
after
dance.
This happened.
We saw him slow dance.
We did see him slow dance. But then we see the amends starting, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing he does is talks to Trevor. Trevor says, I don't hate you, Dad. He's like, wait, if I hated my dad. He's like, that's not where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I don't hate you. He then goes to Martin. He starts talking to Martin, makes amends with him. He gives him advice on what to say about Whitney. You see what I'm saying? So he's like going down the line and this amends,
doing
situation.
What we needed.
Exactly. It's starting. And the pinnacle is Helen, right? And so, and then we see he goes to Colin, who is new to him.
Yep.
And the fact, you know, he's like, look, you know, and Colin's like, look, why are you trying to be nice?
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many people do not like you in this family. Like, what's going on? And Noah kind of was like, well, let me explain something to you. These women in this family, they're hard.
They're crazy.
They're hard to come by. He said, this whole family's crazy.
Yeah.
The entire family's crazy. And basically, you're entering this family, but look, this is the situation. I want to give you the best possible situation. Mm-hmm. And when he tells, I'm going to get your mama here.
Right. I died. He, in that moment, I think that's the first thug tear that I shed. And yes, I, as well as Lynn, shed only thug tears.
I shed all kinds of tears.
Allison sheds real tears. Not, yeah, we only shed thug tears. Yeah.
Right.
I, in that moment, was like, this, even just him being the simple, you put it, you know, so eloquently, he is hated. Everyone is like, he's the worst. He's doing all of this stuff. I was wondering at the time, like, I think I said it out loud while we were watching. I was like, how is he not going to tell Whitney, his future bride, that her dad is helping plan this, like, very important thing in her wedding? But in that moment, for him to be staying in, like, a Roach motel and, you know, I don't know how much a flight from Ireland is, but right, not cheap. And to, like, figure out, basically, like, let me do this. And for the moment where he says, your family, because family, you can't always, you know, be there. You're always going to, you know, mess up. You're going to be nasty to each other sometimes. But the fact that he was like, I'm going to do whatever I can when I can to help you. I think that was the first moment for me where I was like, you just came full circle, because you are not Noah. Think of Noah in the past. He would have been very hardened and upset. Not that he wasn't tonight, but by the fact that he wasn't there and he had spent all of this money to do all of these things. So the fact that he was willing to do even more, it's just like it's a redemption. He's such a different character than we got before. And I think that's why it makes us feel good, because it just makes us feel good for even, like, to know that Whitney maybe wasn't so fully gung-ho about everything, but he was like, guess what? It's happening. So let's make it happen. Let me do something for you, because you're my son-in-law or future son-in-law,
right,
to make you happy.
I liked when he said, we show up.
Yes. Oh,
that was good. There was so many gems, but
there
yes.
There were so many gems.
That was one.
That he was said, like, one of the first major ones for me. We show up.
We show up.
I was like, yeah you do.
And which is very true, because as dysfunctional and as problematic as they are as a family, he's right. They do show up and they do what they need to do.
Yep. He literally told Helen, leave. I hate you, basically. And she came. And then he went back to her after the fire. Right. Like, that's because that's what you do.
Yes.
You show up.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I think heartbreaker number one, even though it hit me later because I didn't get it right away, and I told you all, was when, you know, they're getting the wedding planning and Helen is like, it's time. And I didn't get it at first. I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
I knew what
and
she
was
saying.
And then later... Yeah. I was like, wait, he had to leave.
Yeah.
Because, again, he's not invited. He's not supposed to be there.
Right.
And then we see that scene that is very comical where he's hiding from Whitney when she shows up.
I almost tweeted this while we were watching. I was trying to live tweet with everyone. But then I was like, wait, if you read this later, you're not going to understand. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you for giving us these comedy scenes. Mm-hmm. We do not mean this in the way of, like, making light, of course, of dementia or anything. Obviously, it's a very serious illness. But I was like, I need this comedy. I need Bruce hiding behind a wall and thinking he's Noah's brother and be like, our parents will never find us here.
Yeah.
I actually LOL'd. So thank you for that moment.
No, it was definitely needed. I mean, we needed that because it was such a heavy... I mean, you knew it was going to be a heavy episode.
Yeah, of course.
You knew that they had to do these things, to give the... Which I appreciate, to give the season justice, or series justice. When we see that he does leave, and we... I mean, I've been feeling... bad for Noah for the last I'll put it like this.
Hold on, Dunda.
Wait
Lynn
a second.
Feels bad dun, for dun, Noah. Hold on.
This last, I will say the.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like the precursor to the real thing. Yes.
The second half of the season, leading up to the end. Yes, I feel bad for Noah. I feel like Noah, what I do appreciate about Noah's character is that he understands why the situation is what it is, why he's hated. He's like, I've made mistakes. And I appreciate that he owns up to that, because he needed to do that in order to get his family back.
Absolutely.
He had to own up to his mistakes and be genuine, not just be like, yeah, I messed up, and then keep doing bad things or keep doing messed up things.
Wisdom.
Right. So he learned from that, and I felt bad. And I've even said this, and come on, don't play me. I've said this in previous episodes and covering previous episodes, that there are times that I feel bad for him because I feel like...
Well, ditto.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
Haven't been a fan of his the entire season, the series.
Right.
But in the second half of the season, definitely, because I'm like, yo, what more can you do to this man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we do see that he goes to the hotel And he's sitting there with his two wet bottles, and he's just, his daughter is getting married.
In a Rush Motel, but he's got
right.
wet bottles.
His daughter is going, yeah, right. I know. At least he's, you know, drinking good alcohol. But his daughter's getting married. Can you imagine your daughter getting married a couple of miles away, and you're sitting in this nasty hotel?
And you spend all this, it's not about the money, obviously. Yeah,
no,
but like,
of course not.
You spend all this money, and then it's like, this is a new thing. You know, it seems, I don't know why, to me, it seems like it's been a while since... like the allegations came out and whatever.
It does kind of.
But
yeah, yeah.
It's not. No. It's within weeks, you know, as far as we know anyway.
Yeah.
But I think to see it kind of come full circle and to see, yeah, obviously this happens much later, but like the conversation even with Bruce and Whitney and...
Oh, that was amazing.
And everything that they have. I think like even him sitting in the hotel, I was so nervous that he was going to like do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, he has to feel the lowest he's ever felt.
Absolutely.
Maybe not ever, but very, very, very low right now.
That's huge.
So I was so afraid. So, you know, we've been talking about Helen's going to save Noah, whatever. I kind of think she did when she shows up later.
Oh, for sure. For yeah. sure. We're going to get into that. I do want to... What did you all think when you saw old Noah in the lobster roll?
I knew it, and they then knew it. But yes.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
I was like, also, and you guys
are you in my brain?
Right?
A little bit, yeah.
Wait, you no. said that... I said it's Noah. Yeah, once I saw him. Yeah.
No, but I knew you're it like right when they panned into the lobster roll, and I saw the old guy at the counter.
Oh,
I
you're
like,
saying that
Noah.
That was Noah, before uh-huh. they showed his face.
Uh-huh.
And I think they did that for a reason. They did that for the people who... They did that for the Aprils. They did that for the people who still wanted a little bit of Allison and Cole. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why would he buy the lobster roll over right. anything right at, you know, at the time that he did? It's meaningful. It's meaningful, obviously, that he did that. So I think they did that for, you know, that's why I say it was just so well written and so well done, because we see, obviously, you know, he ends up here, Helen ends up here, but like, give us these little nuggets also.
It was a great tease because yeah. we see, you know, he goes to this hotel and then it pans to Joni for a quick second. Mm-hmm. And literally it's just her running into Noah at the lobster roll. And then she says her mom used to work there. And then it goes into Helen's viewpoint. So I'm like, but we know it's Noah. So we know, like, wait a second. If he's at the lobster roll 30 years later or what have you, and he's working there, then the story's got to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, why would you
he
show that?
He wouldn't be there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, this is where I started to get scared, because I was like, why is he in Montauk? Why is he, like, I was like, okay, of course he would be in Montauk. Allison was there. He and Helen have all this stuff there. But I started to get nervous because I was like, he's by himself. He doesn't have this. Like, what?
Oh, I wasn't nervous.
It gave me pause.
I just felt like they wouldn't show it. Because the way this season was going for the finale, I can't yeah. see them showing him, especially that in glimpse real quick, mm-hmm. if it was going to be something that had a negative connotation
yeah.
or a negative ending.
And this is another like shout out to the writers and the creators and obviously everybody on the show, because when I was like, we're done seeing Joni.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people are going to yes. say I'm crazy for yes. this, but I was like, I don't think I need to see Joni again. And then, dear God.
I agreed with you.
But I disagreed with y'all.
She did disagree. Mm-hmm. But I was like, they gave me, that's why I say, stuff that I didn't know that I needed. This moment with, like Allison said from the beginning, mm-hmm. props to her, that Noah and Joni were going to have this conversation. I was like, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm. But in fact, you did.
Dear heaven, did I need that conversation?
Didn't know that what you needed.
Exactly.
You didn't know what you needed.
Exactly.
Yes. No.
It's what I had hoped for. It really closed a lot of chapters, I think. Like, that conversation between them did a lot to punctuate a lot of things that needed yeah. to be punctuated. And also, just for Joni to... Like, we weren't going to see, you know, a full character arc with Joni, because we just met her this season, you know, in this particular way. But I think for the storyline that we did see, that interaction between the two of them was the catalyst for, you know, kind of giving a punctuation to that storyline, I think, for us.
Oh, absolutely. I really struggled, I'll be honest, with Joni's presence this season, because yeah. I'm like, first of all, they were showing little glimpses of her at the beginning of the season, and I'm like, okay, I'm not getting enough. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Because it's not giving me anything for the storyline.
Right.
They started giving her more traction. We obviously saw that probably the biggest thing was her when she went to go meet the person who killed, you
Ben.
Know,
yep.
Ben. And so we see that pinnacle happen. So I'm like, okay, she needed to get vindication for her mother. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And like you, April, I was like, okay, I'm good. But again, the writers know what they're doing. To see what we needed to see, and even with EJ,
April called that.
Yo, yes, Jay. Yo. So
I've never been so excited over anything in my life.
So to your point, I want to just elaborate on your point. When they're talking, the whole thing about. And my thing is, I was like, how is... Because Allison somehow has to get tied into this finale. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We know Allison is gone. We know Joni is kind of the only connection that's still bringing her up, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Her memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, are they going to interact Allison into this finale? Because it has to happen for closure.
Oh, purpose, yes.
Right? Because the affair happened between Noah and Allison.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So that's where this whole show started. So when they were talking mm-hmm. and Noah is explaining to Joni, because Joni has all these preconceived notions about her mother.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, she did this and that. And he's like, no.
No.
They fought for you.
No. She fought for you.
Yeah.
And her hearing that, because imagine being, you thinking your mom didn't want you.
Right.
Uh-huh. Or thinking your mom, you know, didn't care enough to take care of you.
Right.
You know, whatever the case is. All your life.
Yeah.
And then you're an adult and you're thinking like, oh, okay, well, my mom didn't want me or what have
terrible.
You.
Terrible.
And then to find out that she, the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta be overwhelming.
It was such a great moment to be able to get, as a viewer, to see Joni is now gonna know these things that Allison did. Noah was straight up with her. He's like, she left. She went away to get help. For you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's everything was for you.
That's not great, mm-hmm. especially as a kid when you don't understand that at all. But the fact that we got to see him say to her, you know, her whole life was about you. You were her everything. When she, you know, a couple of times throughout the season has said, like, I was the replacement child.
Mm-hmm.
It had me wondering they said Cole and Louisa, but, you know, Cole is who really matters to me in that scenario, would tell her that. You know, they just kind of gave her back to Allison to be right. nice. That I was like, oh, I wonder, I can't imagine Cole ever saying that, because he did seem to always really kind of like go to bat for Allison, especially in that situation. But until it comes to the Joni stuff, he didn't as much. But to get her, to have that, to hear her learn, you know, your dad did always think that Ben had something to do with your mother's death. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't bring her back, just like, you know, they've said. But and she knows that he did it. And I don't know if it makes it any better, but it definitely makes her, like, be more at peace. And I think it's just so important that Noah is the one saying these things to her.
It has to be Noah.
Absolutely.
It has to be Noah.
Who else could it be?
Right.
And I wanted him so bad to be like, I think she definitely remembers him being in her life, but I wanted him to be like, I came after you and I whatever. Mm-hmm. But I also knew, you know, we weren't going to get that. And that's fine, obviously. But to hear him say these things to her and just kind of see what it makes her think and feel right. and really change everything. Because for a second, I did think she was going to go with EJ. And for a second, I kind of wanted her to go with EJ. Me being a psycho, sure. I was like...
Well, I mean, I think for knowing possibly, I mean, they had this... The thing is, she needed to go back to her family. And that was the whole point that Noah was making. It's hard to go home, going back to what he said. EJ was a distraction. EJ was cool, and I think the reveal of him being Vic and Vic's son, even though we had supposed that was the case, to hear that and him say that out loud, I'm like, yo, okay, this is crazy.
This is crazy. I liked it so much. I don't know why I do.
Oh, no, I thought it was great. It was great TV. And then he's like, wait, are we related? And he's like, well, so my mom and ex, you know, and then they had an ex relationship. Yeah. And then it was like he broke it all the way down. He's like, we're the farthest away, you know, from being related. But I thought it was dope too, because my thing is like, why is he being interjected in? He has to have some kind of other connection other than just randomly showing up and then being this person that she just confides in.
It right. made it so worth it, because we all were like, why is EJ here? Like, right. he's getting some good screen time. Sure. And, you know, we know it's the last season, so we want our people to have the screen time. Mm-hmm. Tonight made it all worth it. Yes. Honestly, just to see that moment of he cared enough to kind of go after this situation and learn more about this. And just to see, I think all is because of the moment of forgiveness where he was like, Helen was a second mom to me and was great friends with yes. my mother, Sierra. And absolutely, you know, Sierra slept with Vic when Helen was with him, but she was able to forgive because mm-hmm. that's what people can do.
Right.
I think that was that was another moment of story that it packed a lot in for us as viewers to have more closure. Yeah. So, you know, in the sense of just EJ punctuating the fact that Helen was still very good friends with his... I mean, just all these little nuggets that he was inserting.
That came up a multiple times.
Yeah.
Him saying that they were friends.
Right. Yeah. But I think that also, you know, that said a lot about Helen and her character. Mm-hmm. And whatever Joni's perception of Helen may or may not have been. It's just all these things were done in very elegant ways, I thought, you know? Yeah.
Sure. What about another thug tier moment?
Is it another sound effect time?
we might maybe. Need just some soft music soft on this music. One. I mean, just kind of like from the intro. So when we... Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I can't do this music to me.
Helen is helping Whitney with her dress.
Oh.
And it goes awry a little bit. Mm-hmm. We then see Margaret walk in. Gets a little worse.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The women, right? Ugh. The women. However, that silver lining. Hallelujah. When Helen and Whitney are talking amongst each other,
yeah,
they settle down. And they're trying to figure out, how do we walk out? Because, again, Noah is not walking her out. Helen yeah. is. And when they have that moment and...
I have chills right now.
And they say, like, no. We're going to hold hands. Mm-hmm. And we're going to walk out. And they walk out hand in hand, understanding one another. Because yeah. the thing is, I feel like Whitney always feels like she's misunderstood, mm-hmm. right? And this whole time... Even from when she was a kid mm-hmm. up until adulthood, mm-hmm. she feels like she's, you know, has to go above and beyond to make her point across, whoever yeah. it is, whether it's someone, a man that she's with, whether it's with her parents, whether it's, you know, with her boss.
Yeah.
And we see Helen is kind of the opposite. We saw what Helen is about, and she talks about not being present. I've never been present.
Right.
And so Whitney's over-present, right?
Yep.
If I can use that term or yeah, use that sure. phrase. Yeah, right. We're going to use it because it's amazing.
I love it.
So under-present, over-present, uh-huh. right? The two come together and they're present together.
They're perfectly exactly. present.
And they walk hand in hand.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful scene to see.
We definitely both, I think,
when Margaret comes in, which was another, like, I thought, comedic relief moment. Mm-hmm. And to see... Whitney understood what she was like when Helen asked Whitney, like, what in the world made you be so tough on people, like right. so hard on people? And then Margaret walks in and she's like, oh, Helen, you look terrible. That's not what she said, but like, that's basically what she was saying.
A lot of zingers.
Oh, Helen was awful on her wedding day. She was this. And Whitney kind of begins to understand.
The wheels are turning.
This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. So in that moment of them to be able to come together, hold hands, walk down the aisle, you know, there's not something better that they could have done to make us, you know, because we knew we were going to be sad that, like, Noah wasn't walking her down the aisle. Right. But she even has this moment, it seems like, of clarity where she's kind of looking around and it's like, my dad's not here. Like, that's why it was so well done, because they gave us these nuggets. They're not just like, I'm being hard.
Right.
I hate my dad.
Right.
Whatever. But to have Helen even get this moment, I think, was probably more special because she has gone through the ringer with Whitney. And, you know, we've dogged on Whitney a lot. Everybody in chat with us has dogged on Whitney a lot as well. But to see her kind of be able to understand in that moment and kind of hashtag grow up right there, I literally feel like that's what she did.
Right.
She grew up in that moment.
Shout out to another comic moments. Bruce being tied to the chair.
Wow, he wasn't just tied to the chair.
Literally.
It was like a fire hose wrapped around his body. It was...
Shout out to the fact that I loved Helen's reaction when she sat down. She was like, my father's really tied to this chair. You know? Like,
and Margaret's like...
Yeah, what do you want to do?
What you got to
do? Yeah, right.
I feel like the whole thing. Yeah. I really, and I haven't obviously been a fan of Bruce because Bruce was not anyone to be revered. He gave Noah a hard time. He just was that dude, right?
Yeah.
And we see now in this season, you know, him dealing with the Alzheimer's, the dementia. And it's almost like it's humanized him in a way, and you feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah.
But the moment that he's talking to Whitney, another moment.
Game changer.
When he's completely lucid.
Yeah.
Completely. And he's talking to her, and he's basically like, look, okay, this is the situation. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure, let me check in my notes. You need to make sure this is in Whitney's version.
Yeah.
And he's dancing with her, and I wrote this down, quote, he says, sometimes it hurts you more than it hurts them mm-hmm. to hold a grudge. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So much. And it's very true. Yeah. I mean, this is not just a line in a show. This is very true because a lot of times, you know, and you've heard the phrase, hurt people, right? Yeah. So a lot of times we get hurt and then we inflict hurt on other people because we're hurt. You know, so sometimes you hold that grudge and then you're hurting yourself more when you can just let it go and you'll be free.
Release.
You know what I liked even more for me personally than maybe that line was the line where they were like the next line where she was like, but, you know, if people just do these terrible things mm-hmm. and they're forgiven, then how do they, you know, correct those? I forget exactly what she says. And he's like, you're going to have a lot of times to be angry in your life. You're not going to have as many times to love. Here come the tears again. I'm sorry.
With you.
Tears are here. I'm dying.
Engineer's the best.
Thank you. Josh, you're amazing. But to hear her, you know, he's like, young people think these opportunities mm-hmm. to love are going to continue coming. And sometimes they just don't. So like, this is he doesn't say this part. This is me saying my spiel at this point. But like, this is her father. She's going to have a lot of opportunities to get angry, like Bruce said, and, you know, not many times to truly love and to spread love because that's how she feels, because that's how the world works. A lot of people make you angry. So I was like, Bruce, you are literally teaching me right now, because it was just such an important moment. And that's what really made her be like, I am going after my dad and I want him to be here and I want to be around him.
Yes.
I actually thought, hallelujah. Yeah. I honestly thought Bruce had been abducted by aliens for a moment. He just, like, it was so poetic and so perfect. And just, it was like the Bruce that we haven't seen for really, I mean, not that we had seen that Bruce ever, mm-hmm. but just
we've never seen that Bruce.
Just like the eloquent and wise and charming and mm-hmm. lovely Bruce that we've never seen ever.
Right.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Even him jumping in the pool. I was like, that's hilarious.
That was great.
I know everyone else was probably so worried, but like the way he winked and was just like, oh my God. It was great.
It literally,
it was so perfect.
It brought the whole family together.
Oh my gosh.
And when you see, you know, dysfunction like that, and it's been that way, like because of Noah's transgressions, because of Helen being the way she was, because of the grandparents.
Yeah.
And how they treated Helen. I mean, it trickles downhill, right? I want to double back because, I mean, we might use it again, but this is when
Helen... Wait, hold on. I just want to say one thing. I thought it was, in a way, really poetic, too, that it was Bruce, just because of how he was the person in so much of this whole series that was always against Noah and against everything that he was. So the fact that he was going out on a limb, going mm-hmm. off a ledge, whatever we want to call it, so that Whitney could go towards her dad, I thought that was also a beautiful thing.
Okay, that's amazing. I love that point. I didn't think of that. That's amazing.
No, it is. And I feel like just to even add on to that, that's what's, again, so dope about this finale.
Yeah.
Is that not only is there closure, but it's like, look, I did you bad, so I'm going
to
be the person that helps you
out. To do
better,
right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we see that like time and time again.
I know.
Even with Noah is the one that's talking to Joni.
Yeah.
Like that whole situation, the fact, I mean, it's just so much that's tied together.
Yeah.
And we see that even, oh, I'm not even going to, even
what I want to say. I'm not ready to even say this.
So even when Sasha sends those flowers,
yeah.
Right? And how we see that the flowers is how Noah hid away from
yes!
Winnie.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
So Sasha indirectly, oh my God, helped Noah.
Is Sasha our favorite character?
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
You're so right, though. That's a really good point. That's a very good point, Lem.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. I'm amazing. while we have the music playing, I need to delve into Helen and Noah.
This is what I thought you were going to say, and I'm not ready for it.
Okay.
As you can tell, my voice.
We have to do this because this was a pinnacle. This was probably, to me, the most important part of this whole episode.
And I just want everyone to know that we had to rewind a few times because Lem needed to do happy dances. So, FYI.
That's before literally true.
Yeah. Like, so, I wanted able to film it because it was so magnificent.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been a proponent of Helen and Noah getting back together.
This is true.
And so we see Helen, right, have this moment. And what's interesting is, I'm like, why is the camera on her for so long?
Yeah.
Because she's standing there, you know, everything is going on, right? She tells Martin to dance with her sister because Noah's not there. And the camera is just on her, like, for about almost 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a long
she was processing.
Shoot, right? But we needed to see that because we needed to see the processing in what was going on.
Yep.
And how she was feeling like, look, I love this man.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go to this man.
Yep.
I need to show him this flash dance, but also I need to show him my heart.
Right.
Do you understand?
And my lips.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I was with you 100%, Lem.
She walks over. She walks over.
In heels.
Over to him.
Ow.
He's there.
Oh, it hurts.
And he's there and he's reading this book.
Which I loved. I love that he was sitting.
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
Which I'm going to go on a limb, but I think the connection of that and the book that he was reading at the end by his daughter.
Yeah.
Just saying. I think there's a connection.
I think there is too.
Like, I'm just putting it out there. So
like,
then
chat will know.
So then she goes to him and what are you doing here? And she's like, I got to show you this video. Come on. Excuse.
Okay, Helen.
Right?
Would you like a Pringle?
Excuse, right? You want a Pringle? I want a Pringle.
Actually, yes.
I want more than a Pringle.
So they talk and Helen and Noah. And one thing is, what I love about this scene is Noah listens.
Yes, finally.
He listens.
Very presently.
He was not a good listener for the entire show.
I agree.
He was not a good listener. He just, and if he did come one ear out the other,
yeah.
And he would just do what he wanted to do, but he listened. He wanted to say something,
yeah.
But he just listened. And she just poured out her heart. And she just told him, this is how I feel. Yes, I love you. Excuse me? Wait, hold on. I just want to process this.
Come again, Helen?
Yes, I love you.
Yeah.
And
that's when I paused.
Yes,
and I had to go again for Lem.
Tells him how she feels. And then they slow dance. And then the whole point of him saying, like, we did this thing where, you know, wish I could know what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. I knew.
Well, of course, again, his face had makeout written all over.
His face was like, yes. I am getting closer to your mouth.
But listen, listen to me. Listen.
Listening.
The whole point of him not just wanting to kiss her, but wanting to be with her in that moment.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, it was more than, because we've seen Noah. He's kissed a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. This was different.
Oh,
yeah.
This was showing, like, I receive your love, and I give my love back.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
You know why I think it was as even more in this moment, too, is because of the fact that he wasn't just like, okay, she's here. She's going out on a limb. She's telling me that she loves me. But it's because he was like, we've done a lot to each other. We've hurt each other a lot.
Yes.
I don't know if it can work. The fact that he still said that and wasn't afraid to say it, knowing that, like, she's probably not going to fully receive that well, means even more, because she doesn't react in a way that Helen would have reacted in the past. She reacts in a way as, like, I hear you. I see you. I'm being present here. Because she, Helen in the past would have gotten angry.
Exactly.
And would have walked out and would have been like, are you kidding me? You're saying this now? But she doesn't.
This is the thing. Right before they dance, he says, even if we love each other, it doesn't mean that we're good for each other.
And that crushed me in that moment, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it crushed me as well. And I'll tell you why it crushed all of us. Because we all secretly want them, not me openly, you secretly, maybe, want them to be back together.
Absolutely, at this point, yes.
Okay, them to be back together, and he's almost stifling. Like, no. Even if we love each other, I understand. I see your love, but doesn't mean that we're meant for each other.
Yeah.
And then in that same moment, the dance happens, and all of that comes down.
All these guards they've had for so long come down.
I think it was important for him to say that too, because in a way, I think he needed that much more validation that this is something that she really wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he needed to feel that because, you know, he already has put himself on the line a couple times for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's been kind of resistant to it. And so I think he was, in a way, testing the waters to protect his own heart still, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, just wow, that whole thing was that was a doozy.
It was.
If obviously fast forwarding a little bit to the end, but just because it's very relevant to them and the scene of him at the very end, you know, you wonder, because I said when we were watching, when he's talking to Joni at the lobster roll, I was like, oh God, he's not wearing a wedding ring. Mm-hmm. And in chat last week and in a lot of our comments on YouTube, a lot of our viewers, which we are so appreciative of course, thought, no, they're not going to be together. It's too easy, meaning Noah and Helen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh gosh, did they just give us this? And then are we just going to guess? And even with that, I was like, I'm not upset about that. Like, right. I'm willing to be like, I think they end up together. Maybe something happened. Whatever.
Sure.
But the fact that, you know, he has this moment. Noah, who we've seen be a very selfish person in the past. I mean, that's the number one thing in having an affair is being selfish, of course. Whether the love, we think the love was real, of course. But to see him still be present with Helen, who is no longer alive at the end. And the fact that we are like, wow, we're okay with this. I mean, you know, people, everybody does. So it's something that you have to deal with. But the fact that he's sitting there at her grave, reading their daughter's book to him, just means so much, because it means he came full circle, just like we said. He's not this selfish person that he was before. Mm-hmm. Noah is old, but like, he'd be doing anything else, but yet he's still working on the lobster roll and he's still going to visit Helen every day. Aww. It just means so much, because that is some true mother trucking love right there. It really is.
Yes. No, absolutely. And I, the way it ended, when we see, you know, him, like you said, reading the book, and then we get up, and obviously no, I mean, that wasn't no build up.
Yeah,
that's bad English grammar. It wasn't a buildup in the sense that we knew it was Helen's grave.
Exactly.
Did you?
I kind of knew. I just had a...
I mean, it would either be Helen's or Allison's.
I didn't think it was Allison's at this point, just because, you know,
I didn't think it was either, but like, I assumed...
It made sense for it to be Helen's grave.
Yeah.
And because they're together.
Yeah.
And that's the point, like, you were making. It's like, wait, do they end together? He doesn't have a ring? Because I was thinking prior to that scene at the end, it was like, wait, I'm thinking when he's talking to Joni, I was expecting Helen to come out like, hey, like old Helen.
Yeah.
And they're together working the lobster roll together.
Yeah.
We didn't see that. So I'm like, okay, we have to have closure with Helen.
Yeah.
And that's where the gravesite happens. And he's reading to her. And so I'm like, okay, I got it.
When he said, like, my love and all that, I kind of...
Yeah.
It gave it away for me.
It gave it away.
Yeah.
But the fact that she was also buried with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that...
Same time at her mom. Dang.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. That was interesting.
Right. And I saw that and I was like, okay, I don't want to put too much into it. But I'm just assuming that it's, you know, just what happened.
Yeah.
And I was telling you all this before, the fact that we see Noah at the end by himself,
mm-hmm.
and he's dancing.
Oh my God.
It's like him being free in this moment, again, because of everything that he went through, a lot of it self-inflicted, but him being free at the very end of this entire story. And also at the same time, that's when we see Joni going to her family
yeah.
and reconciling with her husband right. and the kids.
Because of what Noah said to her.
Exactly, exactly. So not only did he get free, she got free as well. And I think it's just a great tie-in to the story, and to see how it all ended up yeah. was just amazing.
Yeah. It was
just
so,
amazing.
It was beautiful. So
it was.
And
it
one
was
of the greatest, the I thought, well, the last big comedy moment, I think, was when Whitney halted all the kids from seeing her parents knocking on
her. Oh, right, yeah. right. Yeah.
Thank God.
Which was magical. Was that was a magical
And they ate
moment.
The top of the cake. Yes.
It was just was really dope. Good. That was a very poignant, again, yeah. closure with, I think, the whole family.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
Applause for the series finale.
Applause.
Yes.
All the applause. For sure. All for the applause.
Applause for everyone in chat. Yes.
Y'all, I want to shout out some people in chat right now because they're loyal viewers who have been with us since the beginning. Oh gosh, this is probably what makes me the most sad, honestly, because we are genuinely going to miss our yes. viewers. We are working on getting on another show, TBD. Don't you be worried. In January, all three of us together, but we love communicating with y'all and have had such a great time communicating with all of y'all. Christopher Leo Daniels, Lori Haskell, Maria Ayala, Justina, Joanne, Kraminky. There's so many, and obviously we can't say all of you, but Cheryl List. All of these names are so familiar, and we feel like we know you because of this show. And it's such a good thing as a show to be able to come together and like really communicate with people in that sort of way.
Yeah.
Sarah Treem, just everybody.
We wish we knew you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sarah Treem actually liked your
Sarah Treem liked my tweet tonight, y'all. I got so excited. I screamed while we were watching it. I retweeted her tweet, and she liked it, and I got really, really, really excited, y'all.
Boom!
Yes. So much happening, but we obviously as a panel just genuinely want to thank everybody for watching with us because Definitely. It has been such a great, 5 years-ish mm-hmm. communicating yeah. with everybody. God.
I just can't believe we literally, me and April have been.
I've known you for 5 years.
I know. I've been doing this show
I've known you for the same
one.
Time. We
yeah.
did
other shows.
Yeah.
I've done for 4, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a long time. Yeah,
long time.
I'm sad long I wasn't time. Here for the first season because yeah. I still love this show. Yeah.
No, it's a great.
Should
it's a great
have been
show.
Here.
Yes. It's a great show. But
Darn
yeah,
it.
No, I mean, I think that I'm excited to see what happens. If Sarah Treem is working on any other projects, I'd love to
she
know
is
what
working
they're.
On, she's working on a. It seems like it's going to be a mini series or a short story thing. I did see that on IMDb.
Okay,
she's working on something. But it seems very incognito in a way right now.
Gotcha.
I mean, there's something on IMDb, but it's sure. mysterious.
Okay. Anyone on this show, I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see whatever they're doing. Absolutely. Right. Sarah Treem once said that Maura Tierney and Dominic West should always work together because they're so amazing magical. Together and they truly are. Everyone on the show, they're just great talents, not just the actors, but also of course the
everyone.
Writers, the producers, yeah. sure. everyone on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to, I mean the acting was great, but the writers in this particular episode,
solid.
Such a great job.
You gotta do a lot to make yeah. us really feel
Absolutely.
This way and to make you people say you don't want to end a show in the way that people want to.
Right.
This is how and why you do it. Because
so.
Why be disappointed? Why there's no lesson learned. I learned so much from this tonight and it's exactly what I wanted and what I needed, even if, maybe it's not the magical way that we would have gotten there before.
I think I'm with you though. I think it was how it should have ended. It was a very, very wise choice because I think now we'll all kind of reflect back on this whole show and truly we'll see this major arc for this character who was
yeah.
so not so great and who became this, I mean, we all were watching that final scene. It was like,
yeah.
Oh God, here come the yeah. chairs again.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was yes. good. I shout out to everyone on the show. It was amazing. Definitely. I agree. Probably the
so
best
sad.
Series finale, at least the top.
Yeah.
That I've seen.
Absolutely.
Amazing, 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 amazing.
We don't want to say bye, clearly. See,
yeah,
this is
we
stalling.
We have
stalling.
To.
We're
we
like,
have to.
They're going to kick us out of here.
Yeah, they're like, we got to wrap.
You have right, to y'all. Leave.
It's time to go. Yes, everyone, thank you so much. As April said, all the fans that have stuck with us, not just this particular season, but all the seasons, mm-hmm. we appreciate it. I have been your host, Lim Gonzalez. And thank you for watching the Fear After Show. You can find me everywhere at Lim Gonsalves. Also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. And look out in January because we are trying to be together again. Keep this party going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Thanks again to everyone out there. And to echo what Lem said, we will see you again, y'all.
Yes. Apparently, I'm a child and can't stop crying, but it's fine. I'm April Listening, and thank you all so much for joining us. I am on the How to Get Away with Murder and the Walking Dead show. In the meantime, y'all can catch me there at April Listening, everywhere else on social media, and hopefully all the gang back together again
Yay!
In January.
Yeah, it's going down, it's going
thank
down.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Woo! We'll see you. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.